recording.
Now we're recording. Now we're good.
I mean, we've been live for 20 seconds.
No, we have
yes,
not.
Yes, we have. That's why it's counting.
Fine. Well, I hope no one heard us saying any other stuff.
What other stuff?
Because if they did, we'll be kicked out of school.
Yeah, we would. You would. Not me.
I wouldn't.
Not me telling you not to say that stuff.
But. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You're the only good-hearted Samaritan.
Yeah,
in this.
Come on.
All right, this is no boundaries.
So, Miller's with us again. Except you might not know who Miller is because the first two episodes aren't on the air yet.
Yeah.
So you might not know who any of us are yet at this point.
Welcome back to No Boundaries, except for the one boundary where we can't say any swear words.
Yeah. Or other words.
Thanks for that insight, Miller.
Other words.
Good job.
Yeah.
It's Jonah, Nick, and Sam. Miller's our special guest for a second time. Like
hey
I
guys.
Said, you might not know that because no one decided to put our show on air, either of the first two recordings.
Yeah, so, that guy, John.
Come on, John. He'll get
John.
There.
He'll get it done.
There he is right now.
That's a woman.
That's a woman. Woolman.
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 All right, we're going to start on the topics?
I would like
to.
We
got a lot.
All right.
It sounds like a good time.
First is... What's better, Jerry Springer or Maury Povich?
I don't care or watch either. So
I don't watch either, but I like when Maury goes, "You are not the father," and they all start dancing and stuff.
I think Jerry Springer's much better.
I've never watched Jerry Springer.
Who's the one that was in Austin Powers?
I feel like that was Jerry Springer.
I think that was Maury.
I don't know.
Wasn't there a third one?
Third Austin Powers, yes.
No. There's a third like host of a show like that. I can't think of who it is.
I mean, Oprah kind of used to be like
Jerry
that.
Springer. Yeah, it's Jerry Springer.
Yeah, Jerry Springer's the original.
Then I like Jerry Springer.
He's the original You're Not the Father guy.
All right.
And everyone goes, Jerry.
Yeah, the one That's episode great... I saw before I was watching Friends came on the one time. Some woman just took her top off, and I was like, oh. Oh, seems
I mean,
like a good
any show with a crowd chant is a good show. Like Wild and Out with Nick Cannon.
I don't know about any show.
Wild and.
All right, let's keep that down. Let's keep that down to a minimum.
Let's put a lid on let's it. Let's not fellas. Say we didn't.
Let's put a boundary around that one.
But we don't know boundaries.
Apparently, the show called No Boundaries is expanding its horizons.
Because we're Trump supporters. That's why we like boundaries.
I don't think that's true.
No, that's not true. Segway, though. Good segue.
Good segue. London terrorist attack.
Yeah, and what did Trump say about that one?
Wait,
let's look up a direct. I'm going to
look up a direct. I think I still have it. Still
the
have
direct
it on.
Quote.
Okay,
it
cool.
says, let me just go down the article a little bit. Trump says that the internet must be cut off to stop further terrorist attacks.
And then,
so no internet.
Yeah, I guess no internet.
So
and then
show,
that's when I said.
Because he said the internet was a terrorist. It's a recruiting tool.
The internet.
We need to limit cyber.
limit the cyber. Man.
Yeah, we need to limit the cyber. Yeah, that's when I said...
Trust the cyber.
I wish we had a president who had an IQ that was higher than 40. I think that'd be cool.
I'm pretty sure it is.
You know, it'd just be cool.
That'd be
cool.
It'd be
I'd appreciate that.
It'd be better
I'd appreciate
for you.
It'd
be kind of nice.
I'd appreciate it if our president knew how the internet worked.
I think he does.
I don't think he does. I think it's funny how he tweets out like policies on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the whole the transgender thing and how they're banned from the military. There was a military chief. He's like, yeah, he didn't put
you
in a
he
didn't put in a legislative order. He just tweeted it out. He's like, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't.
That's not how official things are made.
You cannot be the president over Twitter.
You cannot tweet out an executive order. Oh man,
he's just that random guy that on Twitter. Nobody pays attention to their tweets except he's the president.
He's
like Trump like would go invade North Korea and tweet about it, and the generals would be like, "That is news to us. We had no knowledge of that." But,
if the ideal cousin on Facebook who was dropped on his head as a baby suddenly became rich through real estate and became president of the United States, it'd be Donald Trump.
I feel like you've planned that one before, and we're just waiting to say that because that was really good.
Yeah. That was.
Have you thought about that?
No, that was
on
the spot.
That was on
the
spot.
I'm sure he's somebody's cousin.
I'm sure he's somebody's cousin.
Somebody in this world has that problem.
Everyone is a cousin.
Where their cousin is Donald Trump.
I think we should. We could. I don't know if this is still
can
a thing.
Ancestry.com. That
I want to look up his family tree.
Well,
see if he's part gremlin.
He's
huge.
Well, we know it goes back to. The KKK. We know that at least.
Really? Does it?
Yeah. Wasn't some of his like great uncles or whatever was a Grand Wizard?
Oh, that's so cool.
There's Grand Wizards in the KKK.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is something.
There are wizards and lizards.
Okay.
Okay, so you can still a little HBO / John Oliver / Last Week Tonight with John Oliver plug. The hats that say "Make Donald Trump Again" hats are still available.
That's good.
So that's good. You can buy those.
Can you explain the
reference to that? The origin of this? So John Oliver and his crack team decided to trace our president's family history and discover that his last name was originally Drumpf. Which sounds so terrible.
So stupid.
Drumpf.
Like, Trump is like a, that's like a pretty like that's strong an name,
that's an
you know?
Actual
and
word. Yeah.
Still stupid, like Trump, but
it's an actual word too. That's pretty cool.
But Drumpf is just like.
Trump. Well, you know, so is like Smith and.
I'm just saying, in general, last names that are real words are
that's
cool.
Like, that's it's like cool the sound thing it makes when you like. When, like, you
it's like a fart, but it's like barely noticeable.
Like, when you
it's
do like, it into the couch,
it's like, yeah,
it's just one of those, like,
it absorbs
like
into
you have
the couch.
A loose butthole,
that's
just,
a drum.
It's like you have a loose butthole, it's just like,
yeah, it's just so, like everybody can go to just Google DonaldJDrumpf.com and it will take you to a website where you can buy the hat.
Like that just sounds like a waste of
I'd
money
buy it
to keep that
nah,
domain name.
It's not a waste of money, I think.
No, it's $15.
I mean,
it's
how much money are they making off of HBO though? Now?
I'd wear it all the
probably
time.
Probably millions now because it's on this show.
Aware of it?
Never aired.
How many people are aware of it?
Of the show. Or of this
of
hat.
Of the hat?
That the hat is.
Yeah, it's on John Oliver.
A lot of people.
It's on John Oliver.
Yeah, that's who did it. We just you weren't here for the previous 2 minutes that we explained.
I got lost
there, okay?
There's a boundary around.
Did you just walk in the door?
I did not. No.
You didn't?
No. No.
All right,
no.
From stupid down.
You just blow in from stupid town.
Hey, I know this show's called No Boundaries, but Nick, is there a boundary around your ears?
Nah, there's not. There's right. not. Right. I've been doing important work over here.
Like what?
Just important work.
I'm
such as?
I'm trying to keep this show alive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's important work for sure. All
right,
he's looking up Foxy Grandma's.
You're not wrong.
Ooh.
What's our next topic?
Oh, next one? Oh, great segue. Speaking of Foxy Grandma, the reverse noodle gif. That's what he's looking up, the reverse noodle
Guy
gif.
Guy Fieri reverse
Guy
noodle
Guy Fieri.
Gif.
Look it up. It'll touch your
it's
heart.
It's pretty good.
It's amazing.
But speaking of Foxy Grandma's and such a fetishism porn and such, Ted Cruz on
yeah.
a porn tweet.
Let's talk about this.
Let's,
oh, God.
So,
let's discuss. Let's discuss this man.
A little bit ago,
first, he's the
our
Zodiac
favorite
killer.
Our favorite little Zodiac killer.
Little burnt-looking dude.
Blobfish guy.
Grayson Allen from the Duke basketball team looking, you know.
Senator Ted Cruz.
That man.
Senator Ted. Ted Drumpf Cruz.
Ted Drumpf.
Just kidding.
Anyways.
That's not his name. He
looks like someone with the name Drumpf.
After he does. He after a long night of 9/11 memorialing and
9/11 mourning.
Yeah, and
how
and Sunday night football or whatever.
He saw nice Brazzers.
He was just like he was, you know, thinking, oh man, I should
who's that?
I should Heidi went off to bed. I think I'm going to take this opportunity to, you know, do something that all men do.
You know, so, what better to celebrate the morning of 9/11
yeah.
than choking his chicken?
That's... Oh, Ted.
So instead of getting on any...
You think he yelled Never Forget by
any
the
website.
Any website that
he,
you can obtain such content.
Yeah, he decides to get on Twitter, the most... public thing like where I mean that I there's a plethora of politicians that are
where millions of people
yeah.
also follow him
yeah
millions
seriously and then so what was the it was sex posts
it, yeah it
or
was
sexual,
like
posts.
Sexual posts
yeah
sexual posts
and it was like a Brazzers video but the funniest thing was the porn star's reaction to it and all these porn stars just came on, and they're like,
We think porn should be available to everyone except Ted Cruz. And when I found out Ted Cruz liked my porno video, I was grossed out.
Yeah, so
I've seen some weird stuff.
So, I mean, I think he could have gotten away with it, but he liked it. And it was up for like 12 hours.
Oh, my God.
Do you think he hit it accidentally or he did it on purpose?
I think it was accidental. Or it was somebody that wasn't him that was trying to sabotage.
One of his politicians.
One of his staffers. Someone that runs his Twitter page.
Apparently.
Probably.
You know what?
Okay, most likely, it probably could have been a staffer.
Best
case scenario, he left his Twitter open, went to the bathroom. Somebody went.
Heidi Cruz.
Heidi and Ted are having some problems.
Okay. Somebody I'm sure they are.
Somebody snuck onto his computer, clicked the like.
I'm sure they always have.
Worst case scenario.
Or at Ted Cruz HQ, there's some strict internet restrictions.
So I have
this one staffer was like, boy, I got to get mine. And so he just hopped on to Twitter and, you know.
I have a Washington Post article. I have a Washington Post article pulled up here. And I mean, I really hope it was Ted Cruz.
I want
he blamed it. Of course, he blamed it on a staffer.
If you look at Ted Cruz,
and he said,
it's just really funny.
It was an honest mistake.
He looks like an ugly
blah blah blah. Like he said, it was not me, and it's not going to happen again. And I mean,
yeah.
The Texas senator woke up Tuesday to find his name trending on Twitter.
No.
If Trump did that, I feel like his supporters would even stale back him up.
For sure.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
At this point in time, there's nothing his supporters wouldn't put up with. God.
You know, I think honestly, he could stand in the middle of Times Square and shoot someone, and he wouldn't lose.
You know, I feel like he might have
said
that.
Donald, yeah, to quote Donald Trump.
I bet you his numbers might increase.
They would
depending on what kind of
probably,
porn it was.
Yeah.
Probably, I depending just wanted
on what
to
kind of
relate
to I depending on what kind of porn it was, I
oh.
think his you numbers
would
really
stand in the
like,
middle of
if it was walls. Ebony, if it was Ebony, I think his voter would decrease.
Yeah, just because of the demographic there.
Well,
he could stand
wow.
in the middle
this
of this
is
show.
Wow. This is a weird show.
Okay. Well, Donald Trump, I
may
think,
have to edit
I think
out.
His support
Jonah goes there.
I'm not even going to go there. I can't.
This is why we don't get put on the air.
You probably.
Oh, man.
I'm going to email. I'm going to say this, and then we can post it somewhere else just in case they won't put it up on the school website.
They might not.
That was interesting.
I hope John Rollin doesn't listen to these.
So. What's next?
Yeah.
We got to move on.
Speaking of segues.
Speaking of segues, Social justice warriors.
Speaking of people that don't like Trump.
Not a good segue.
Oh.
I love the, there was this one meme after Donald Trump got elected, and it was like, you know, what was the thing that people were saying? Like,
not
like
my
the
president.
Really left wing. Yeah, not my president. Yeah.
Yeah. She won, not my president.
Yeah. So there was a meme that I saw. It was somebody, like some Hillary supporter saying, not my president. And then it had a picture of Donald Trump saying, I sexually identify as your president.
That's funny.
Which, yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
One of my favorite things that I saw after Donald Trump won was a whole bunch of people carrying their Confederacy flags saying, give it up, you lost.
Yeah.
So
I like how nice. We said we transitioned and then we ran right back
yeah.
to the topic.
No, we tried. It's we really gave it our all.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Social justice, like, they're just so ridiculous at
they're
points.
Annoying. I mean.
Not everything's that complicated. What was that commercial you were telling me about? You were telling me about how, like, there was a bunch of African-American guys or whatever nation.
Oh,
they
yeah.
Were, and they were, like, running in track uniforms.
They were. It was a advertisement, a magazine ad for an Intel Core processor. I think it was a while ago. I think it was like an i4. So I think it's a while ago. I'm not really sure. But it was a picture of a bunch of office cubicles and all the track runners were they were all like ready to, you know, go sprint in there. I don't know what that's called anymore. I used to know, but
I think it's sprinting.
Yeah, they were taking their position, They were on their mark.
They were assuming the position.
They were
in the crowd.
They were getting set to go.
They were on their marks and set.
Yeah.
Just waiting to go.
Yeah, exactly. To represent how fast the core processors are. And in the middle of them was like, I think one of the engineers for the, you know, for the Intel thing. And, like, there was the person that showed it to me was a social justice warrior in a little seminar that I was in. And she said, now, isn't this ridiculous that, oh, the runners were black because in the Olympics, most of the runners are black. Because, I mean, they're...
Like Usain Bolt.
Yeah, like Usain Bolt. I mean, it was Usain Bolt and a bunch of other people that aren't as famous as Usain Bolt.
Because he wins. Yeah,
because he wins. So she said, isn't it strange how these black men are bowing down to this white guy in the middle here? And I was like, no. No, it's not. They're running. That's not what that is. Like, how could you
be that negative?
I know, like,
I feel like people actively seek out things that complain about.
Yeah, no, that's that's what.
That's why there's problems in the country. But
that's
you
what
have
the radical
like that running around making things out of nothing. Then that's when you have a problem that's bigger than it should be.
Exactly. It's like they're trying to be so tolerant that they're becoming intolerant.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're trying to, like, there's a big thing where it's like you have to treat black people like people, and a lot of the time they're just trying to give them like,
yeah, like if you want to treat them like people, just
yeah,
like treat them like a person.
Yeah, like what if someone most people do.
Yeah, just,
yeah, like,
yeah.
If there's a black guy named Joe, hey Joe.
Hey, yeah.
Great song by Jimmy Hendrix.
That is a good song.
I was about to say, hey Joe, hey, put that gun away, man. You don't want to go shoot your old lady.
Of all time, if not, yeah.
It's good you didn't say that and explain it was a Jimi Hendrix song, because that could have been taken a different way. Hey Joe, you put that gun away when I talk about a black man.
That could have been, yeah.
Yeah, this is no boundaries, but we keep it clean.
Well, yeah, we
keep it clean.
This is no boundaries, but we're not racist.
We're really
we're not racist.
We fight. We fight the enemy. We fight the Nazis. We don't.
Yeah, yeah, that was a good political ad.
Yeah,
they had some good people on both sides.
I saw something that USC snapper that was blind.
The what?
The USC football snapper that was
blind.
Oh
yeah, yeah, yeah.
They put it in an ESPN article. One of the top comments was like, "Why are we saying blind? Why don't we say visually impaired?" And it's like, blind's the
why?
Technical
like,
term. Why do we have to make that a problem? Blind is the technical term.
It's not like the word, you know, retard, and it's like mentally challenged.
Yeah.
No, it's like, I was saying that's
a
reference.
That's
a good example.
That's something that I believe is like, as long as people stop using the word retard in a derogatory way to people who are not mentally impaired. I mean,
but I also think like words only get meaning if you give them meaning.
Exactly.
Okay, here, this is a good one. Okay, this is a good example of like a desperate attempt for political correctness in the media. So after Charlottesville, I think this is like pretty close to being right after Charlottesville. ESPN pulled a announcer.
Oh yeah,
from,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
from Virginia State game.
Robert Lee.
Because of his name. He was just this Asian guy named Robert Lee.
It's not even very Asian.
They don't even have the middle initial.
I know. It's not even Robert. It's not like his name was Robert Edward Lee.
At some point, you like to think all this stuff stops.
Yeah.
At some point.
Oh, why didn't we put this in the list? Since we're talking about politics and stuff like that and Trump, why, the chick he wants ESPN to fire because she called him a white supremacist.
Oh.
Jemele Hill or whatever.
Yeah,
Jemele Hill.
Yeah,
something like that. I don't get that. That's so stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I
he
mean,
just
like.
Hates people who oppose him.
Yeah, it's not like we have this amendment right. That
yeah, this first
amendment. I wish we did. I wish we had, like.
I wish it was free speech.
I know. I feel like that should have been, like, the first one, too.
Freedom. I know. It's something
like
freedom
the
of the press.
Most thing you can have. It
oh
should
my
have been
God.
First on the list, you know?
There should be freedom of the press and freedom of the speech.
It's almost like.
This coming from the man who, after Charlottesville, said there were good people on both sides.
Yeah. I mean,
including
hey.
The side with the neo Nazis.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I'm sure there was, like, one neo Nazi who, like, helped out his local bakery and stuff like that.
I don't know. But it's all
Aryan white bakery.
The thing is though, like people, I guess you could say that they're no, you can't. Like
you could
like,
say
okay, so a Nazi helps out a bakery. Like let's say I had a bakery and this dude I knew invested in my bakery. And then I find out later that I think, cool. Good for that guy for helping me out. But then I find out he's a Nazi. I'm not going to like that guy anymore. Yeah.
It's like,
would I consider him my friend? And if he still wanted to talk to me, I'd be like, all right, yeah, but let's distance.
I wouldn't.
It's like, I wouldn't associate
I would
hide the fact that I know he's a Nazi.
Just because he invested in your bakery?
Yeah, just because he invested in my bakery.
You really like your bakery. You're really passionate about your bakery.
Let's flip that the other way around.
Okay. Help out small businesses.
So let's flip that the other way around. Say the Nazi owns the bakery, and you invest in it, but then later you find out they're a Nazi. Suddenly you're wondering what he's putting in those ovens.
I do not put political views into...
I was the only one that caught on to that joke.
I do not put political views in that thing. If they make good bakery stuff, I will not regret it.
Yeah.
I don't like to put politics
in
it.
He will not regret it.
They're not putting politics in the ovens.
They're not pulling politics.
Were you talking about...
You missed the Holocaust joke.
Oh,
there.
You did?
Our good friend Miller just...
I did not hear that.
That's not good.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Not good at all.
I was a little slow on that one.
The listeners will... They'll hear it and they'll be like, back up a second. What did he say?
They'll really appreciate that one.
Yeah. We're not going to last.
This is no boundary.
That's our next topic.
Our next topic on the last episode.
Do we have a segue?
Welcome to the last episode of No Boundaries.
Yeah.
This is the series and season one finale.
Tattoo culture.
Didn't we talk about
mine?
We talked about piercings, Miller.
Oh, yeah, we talked about piercings.
No one at home has heard anything yet.
Tattoos
not
and piercings.
On the
yeah,
internet
that's true.
Yet,
no one's heard anything.
Okay.
Tattoos and piercings go hand in hand, but like, you know, we were running out of ideas, so we figured we'd split them.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So,
I totally forgot about the piercings thing. I still don't remember.
Are we talking like, should people with tattoos get jobs?
Should
we not discriminate against them?
I don't think tattoos are that big of a deal. Like,
I don't know.
Except
I don't
like
think a big deal.
Neck and face. Like,
if you have
a gun tattooed on your face,
if you walk into like,
I'm not going to want you to be my lawyer.
Yeah,
if you're like the lawyer and you walk in with like, you know, the satanic star on your head or something.
What if
some
what
crazy
if,
thing like that?
What if all right, you're working on
what
on
if
a,
you're
I
want
right,
to see where I want to see where
I'm
it goes.
A guest of this show.
Yeah, exactly. That right, means right, I can
you're a guest. So
roast
we,
you.
We figured you'd be good.
No,
enough
I want
to.
I want
to
hear.
Insight, but.
I want to hear what Miller has to say. I'm all curious. Right.
So let's say there's a murder in your city. You got Sherlock Holmes on the case, hot and ready. But he got
this new
but
face.
But he shows up to the scene,
and he's got
no regrets written
all, like
right on his forehead.
Like you're talking about Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City.
Well, he's got no regrets right on his forehead.
Him and Elementary Dear Watson went to the parlor beforehand, and they come out now with all these tattoos.
You just call him Elementary Dear Watson instead of just...
That's the phrase, so I just use the whole phrase instead of his whole name. Is that okay?
You could have just said Dr. Watson.
You know what? I just like the phrase. It's fun.
Why did you say the phrase as his name?
Anyways.
His middle name is my dear.
He shows up to the scene, crosses the police tape, and as he comes up, pulls the deer hunter hat off, you notice some ink on his forehead. It says, like, damaged or no regrets.
I mean, I wouldn't mind that as much.
Loyalty.
Would you?
I'd be more like, if he was already, like, working for me, I'd be like, what the heck did you do?
I already paid the guy. Let's see what he's got to do.
I'd be like, what on earth did you do? Just, you know, fix this
problem.
If I paid him
already and he started, I see your face. I know my voice cracked. Shut up. if I paid him and then he's like took off his hat and I'm like let's see what work he does. But if I see a guy and I'm like picking him out of a lineup and I'm like which lawyer do I want, the one without the no regrets tattoo on his forehead?
But what if you pick the one without the no regrets tattoo and suddenly you're facing 10 years in jail?
Well, then that's just my judgmental part. That's on my bad part.
Maybe
what
you
about,
need to expand your boundaries.
Lip ring,
what about a neurosurgeon with sleeves of tattoos?
That's fine. He seems like a cool dude.
Yeah, I'd trust.
Right, my thing is
just the face. If this girl, let's say you got a
dentist, all right, he's about to go into your mouth, but you notice he's got some knuckle tattoos.
That's fine.
That's fine.
That's
me.
Fine. I just
you
don't,
obviously went
I just
through
don't
the proper
like,
schooling if you're there.
I yeah, just like, don't want neck and face tattoos. Like that just looks to me like it hurts, and I don't want to be reminded of the pain that I never felt. But it just looks like it's painful.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think about like inner lip tattoos?
That's
ew,
nice.
Why? I don't get why.
I don't get the point
don't they
of
disappear,
those.
Too?
They disappear after a while.
And who's going to see it? Unless you're like, hey.
Unless you, yeah. Unless you're like.
Yeah, you want to see my tattoo.
Unless right, you're an right. awful rapper and you,
like
show
hey,
it off
I'm
to
Nick.
People.
Hey, I'm Lil Pump McGun or whatever, you know, the rapper
Pump,
name.
Pump McGun?
Pump McGun.
Is little... he from Alabama?
All right.
And he's
what
just like,
I'm Lil Pump
check
McGun.
Check out my tattoo, man. And, you know, like.
What does it say? Pump
that's like
gun?
A SoundCloud rapper thing, I feel like a lip tattoo.
It definitely is. Like XXXTentacion or whatever.
Tentacion. He has one good song. It's actually like him playing guitar
the
and stuff.
The one Drake
like,
ripped off?
I don't know.
I don't know. Who
what,
cares?
I feel like there are some
they're
tattoos.
All bad now.
There's some tattoos that are off limits, though, obviously.
Yeah.
You can't go running around with the American History X looking.
Pump my gun.
Have you ever heard, if never seen
yeah, yeah,
History
you can't,
X, there's
yeah,
a white Aryan dude with a swastika right on
yeah,
his
you
track.
Cannot do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that. That's
good cool. movie, though. Good movie.
Yeah.
Have we mentioned the that clothing company that tried to bring back the swastika?
No.
But in
that
like
sounds
a peaceful,
like a bad marketing
well,
thing.
I mean, the swastika was like a peace symbol before.
Yeah,
it
yeah
was
well, they,
a,
that was the point. They were saying like, look, this was a symbol of peace. This is a symbol of... of like love and joy and worship and faith,
but obviously
and
it'll
so,
never be seen that way anymore.
Yeah, and they were the like, Nazis. And then they said, and then Hitler turned it 45 degrees and turned it into a symbol of hate.
Yeah,
and we should.
And then that was the ad, and then they showed it on T-shirts and like clothing, and they had it like in a rainbow background, and it said like. Zen and
well, the
peaceful.
Swastika means bent and cross. It was just a cross yeah. that was folded a bunch. Like that's why they used it.
Yeah. Ah. No. But that is the most tone deaf thing like ever. You cannot bring back the swastika.
They should have fired their entire marketing team.
It's not. Oh, like, it's not
absolutely.
Like leggings.
It's a little too soon.
Or leg warmers. Like those eight. Like my mom keeps telling me the 80s are coming
like
back.
Have,
I don't know if that's true or not.
You have
those jumpsuits. The like parachute.
Oh, yeah. No, I think
those
the 80s are coming back.
The swastika
you know
is not
what's
like
not coming back?
Pads.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like if you got thing, a if you got a pair of like pink yoga pants, but they snuck it in. They just replaced the end.
Oh, my
with
God,
a
guys.
Swastika.
I got this new armband. It has a swastika. Oh, my God. You're bringing the swastika
okay,
back?
Check out these new sweatbands
well, the,
I got.
That's so vintage.
The like, in the
I just
ad.
I don't see a culture where that's the case.
In the ad, they said like, the Nazis turned the symbol 45 degrees and created a symbol of hate.
Yeah.
And then they didn't turn it back. They kept it at the 45 degree. No. They just put a rainbow thing behind it.
That's
and like
going to work out, I don't think.
Put the rainbow why? It. It's cool. That's so dumb. And then, oh, I forget. Wait. There was another shirt that was really offensive. It was, okay. Dang it. It was like an acid-washed Kent State shirt.
Oh, no.
And it looked, yeah, it was at, I think it was, yeah, Urban Outfitters. Red stained Kent State vintage sweatshirt.
I don't think that's classy.
And it okay,
yeah,
you guys at
Kent
home,
State.
That's
Kent State, like as in the,
Kent State
as in,
as
the,
in the Kent State Massacre.
Yeah.
I forget what that was.
So
that,
the Kent State Massacre, they had, was it, it was a civil rights movement, right?
No, it was
like
anti-Vietnam.
Oh, it was anti-Vietnam
yeah.
War.
National
the National Guard got called in, and one of them had like an itchy trigger finger. Fired on
okay. killed four people.
Okay,
four,
I think I okay.
four.
Listen to Ohio by Neil Young if you want
yeah.
to find out more. that's what the song.
So, I mean, like it look at first it looks all right. It looks just like kind of red tie-dye-ish
turn
looking thing.
Me,
it
looks like you
but
were
then
painting.
You know, but then there's like some visible splatters of like heavy red
yeah,
paint.
Yeah, that's not good.
That looks blood. That looks like blood. That looks like a white
yeah.
Kent State shirt that
it's just it's not
that somebody got shot in. Like
yeah.
Oh man, that's just it's
that's
a bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
Why would like who's gonna buy a Kent State shirt? Like, if I'm going to an Urban Outfitters in, like, California, why am I going to want a Kent State sweatshirt?
Yeah, my friend was going to go to Kent State.
Well, then, like, I can see why you'd want a Kent State shirt. Not a bloodstained Kent State shirt. One that looks like it's bloodstained.
It's kind of distasteful. Yeah. Speaking of distasteful, what's our next topic?
We're on tattoo culture?
Yeah, okay.
And then we got to talk about Kent State massacre.
And then Hitler again.
Yeah.
You know, that guy.
Reoccurring theme.
PewDiePie dropping the N-bomb. So we're keeping the thing with race going.
Yeah, go. I guess so.
That was idiotic. It was stupid.
I feel like it was just an honest mistake.
I mean,
who doesn't slip it every now and then? Like, be honest.
We are all white in this room.
Oh, I know we are.
So,
You know the movie Bad News Bears?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. God. You know the original one where the little boy Tanner, and he's talking about people who join, like when the girl joins the baseball team, and he says the word for Jews, and then he says, you know, the Latino N-word, and then he says the N-word.
Yeah.
And then he goes, and now this, my dad, every time, like someone calls him and he's watching the Bad News Bears, he goes, he always says that line to them whenever he's talking to them because I think he just wants to say it.
Yeah. Huh. I mean,
I have no comment on this matter.
I think it's a funny line. It's a funny movie. You can't do that anymore.
Do you think PewDiePie would enjoy Bad News Bears?
I think he would.
I don't know.
Well, who doesn't enjoy Bad News Bears?
Well, I mean, that was the 70s.
That was a long time ago. Well,
yeah, I know that.
I don't know. It's tough because, like, I don't know. PewDiePie's, he seems to be on a downward spiral right now. It's
well, first he had,
I don't
like,
watch PewDiePie, so I really first don't he know. Was this
like,
is the first
I don't watch him either. I just know.
I mean, first they, like, accused him of having, like, Nazi symbolism in his videos and stuff.
No, it was, I don't think it was as far as Nazi,
like,
but it was anti-Semitic.
Yeah, it was, like,
he wanted to do some video ideas, so he went onto this, like, website that's basically people begging for money, and they would just do anything, and one of them was just, like, to...
he wanted to see how far he could push this weird culture and weird website, and, like, he said, death to all Jews. Like, he said, this is what I want you guys to say. So they said it. They wrote it on a sign, death to all Jews, and he was like, oh my God, I cannot believe they did that. And he had, like, a deal with Disney, I think. That got canceled.
That didn't go well.
Yeah, that did not happen anymore.
That did not go well at all.
You know, that's ironic, though. That's ironic that they went, the Disney deal
ironic.
Went
out. Oh, yeah. That is ironic.
Walt Disney did hate Jews.
He did. He hated them a lot.
You know,
that, right, I forgot this was a Disney universe.
That's funny irony.
It is.
You guys might not remember this, but Dr. Seuss, famous child book hero, he hated Japanese people. He was pro-internment camp.
Jesus.
But then he wrote Horton Hears a Who as an apology.
Oh.
He had a lot of political influences in his children's books.
I believe he also did some art that might be questionable. Back in the day,
a lot of good people did things that we probably don't want to remember.
But like, what book did he have?
Not a book.
Oh,
it's just like propaganda.
You mean like he drew it himself for, like, some government or?
I think there was some government propaganda. I don't know.
Like, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. And Henry Ford was an anti-Semite too.
Oh yeah, he was diehard anti-Semite.
Yeah, like as far as, hey, this Hitler guy, he's smart. I'm gonna give him some money. Yeah, Henry Ford. He funded Hitler.
I know.
He funded Hitler.
He funded the Nazi.
Regime. Party, Third Reich.
One of the founding fathers of the American dream founded, funded Hitler.
That's why Chevy.
I don't know if I'd call him. I don't know if I'd call him the founding father of the American dream.
He's one of them. Like,
I don't think.
I don't
that,
know. I feel I like
that's true.
I feel like they're a bit earlier. I feel
someone
like
would have come up with that.
Like Vanderbilt and.
Well, yeah, I know that, but that's who I was like meant. He was in the group of those.
I don't
people.
Know if he's in the group.
The Wright brothers are better than Henry Ford.
Well, yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
Okay, they invented an airplane.
Yeah, that's yeah. a lot cooler.
Yeah,
than
I'm not saying it wasn't. What else do we got? Oh, Cher and the Future Gap commercial.
Oh yeah,
that
this
is
awful.
Very odd. That's a very odd 30.
If you have Hulu right now, then you're probably experiencing this commercial a lot more than
them on
the
steps.
Average piece, people.
All white steps.
They, it is one of the worst commercials I've ever seen.
They don't advertise anything. It just says Gap at the end.
It's just an awkward situation.
It's
where
very awkward.
They're
like,
singing. What's the song that they're singing?
Is it one of Cher's songs?
I've never
I think
seen
it's
it.
One
yeah.
of Cher's songs. And Future like jumps in his voice once in a while, his auto-tuned voice.
Yeah, and it just sounds.
It's just really awkward.
Ooh, it's so bad. It's so bad.
It's very awkward
like,
television. Like we were all together
okay,
when we
can
first
we,
saw
can
it.
We play this? On
I think I here. I'll look it up on my phone.
Are we allowed to play that?
I mean, we're a college radio
yeah,
show.
Yeah, no, we're allowed to play it.
Yeah. We're not going to get in trouble.
We're not sponsored okay. by Gap.
That's not the worst thing we've done on this show.
I mean, I'm assuming they might be wearing Gap clothing in the video.
Yeah,
but
here it is.
Yeah, all but right. you don't directly
okay.
see that.
We're not sponsored by Gap.
Here it is.
I'll read it.
No, we're not. We're totally trashing on it. Can we hear it over the...
I think I can only hear it because of my headphones.
Okay, well, nobody else can hear it, Jonah.
Yeah, but the people
it's
at
recorded.
Home can hear it.
Oh, okay.
That's for
the okay.
listeners.
So, I'm going to play it. Oh, okay. Okay, you don't need to do that. I'm playing it for Miller and Nick right now.
I don't,
Future's
I don't,
a little laughing.
This is.
It's just so awkward. We're watching it right now. It's just. It's so
it's,
odd.
I've never cringed harder in my life.
It's just very weird. Like, when I think of people having a sing-along, I don't think of Cher and Future. Like, if you had a dream collab, it's not Cher and Future. It's definitely
just,
not Cher and Future.
You know, I got a good idea for a Gap commercial that has...
And then it flashes up, meet me in the Gap. What does that mean?
I don't know. I have
I feel like more rappers are selling out. Like Lil Yachty, Sprite.
Well, Lil Yachty like never was talented in the first place, so it doesn't matter. I have a good idea
the Chance the Rapper Kit Kat Bar commercial.
Okay, that's good.
That's
I like that. Yeah.
I have a good idea for a Gap commercial that has Lil Wayne and Bob Dylan in it.
No. Oh yeah,
Elton John, Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Singing Lollipop on the
stage. I can see Elton John and like Kendrick Lamar doing it.
Yeah, I could
doing
see,
a killer. Collab.
I could see that. That'd be cool.
Because I mean, like I, what was the song with U2, Kendrick Lamar and U2?
I don't
was
know.
Was it XXX?
Damn.
No, it wasn't.
Wow,
Damn.
You're so cool. Swear on the radio.
That was an album.
Yeah. That was the album.
Yeah.
But. No, I mean, that was good. So,
yeah.
I have faith in Elton John.
Kendrick Lamar and Taylor Swift was the best collab of all time. I'm just kidding. That was awful. That was awful.
That's
that was
disgusting.
A joke. That was a joke.
That was like Kendrick Lamar just wanted to buy a house or
that's
something.
Like, that's so like, I was like, yeah, sure. Why are you involved with that? What did that add to that song?
I mean, I'd rather listen to a Taylor Swift song with a Kendrick Lamar verse than without.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
At least Kendrick Lamar writes his own music.
Yeah.
I thought
unlike,
Taylor Swift did.
She used
no.
to.
She used to, that's right.
Until she went complete full-blown pop.
Yeah, when she was... I didn't mind her country, like a little bit
no,
of country
her
stuff.
Early work was fantastic.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say fantastic.
I don't think I would say fantastic.
It was acceptable.
If you're, like a fifth grade girl, you think it's
hey,
the
I
best
like
thing
that song.
World.
She wears high heels.
I don't like
that. I like that song. That reminds me of my childhood.
It reminds me of your childhood.
It does.
You had a
I don't
childhood
know.
Playlist. You would pick.
No,
story
I would. No, I would not pick that. But it, piss
what,
off.
What song describes your childhood? Love Story by Taylor Swift. Definitely.
Yeah,
I see what my dad
I
calls
disagree.
Me gay sometimes.
Okay, what we got next?
Oh, boy.
Oh, next? We got anti-vaccine people.
Ooh.
What?
Ooh, the worst, the anti-vaxxers. Anti-vaxxers.
Like people that don't get medical treatment?
Yes, because, it's the, like, because of this one article that was published in the 2000s. What, Miller, why are you so far away from
well,
the mic?
Well, some people are anti-vaxxers due to religion. Yeah, Miller, come
well,
back.
Yeah.
Like back the Family Guy episode where they don't treat the but that, friend with cancer because they think that
oh, yeah,
it's like against their religion.
Yeah.
Well, that is up for an entirely
God
different.
Will heal
we him? Could probably have like a part, like a three-part podcast on.
And we're not
going to
last
on
that,
that long. On that, no, on just that topic because that, I mean.
No, I'm talking about like
but,
the people
but
who
just
don't
people
believe
who,
in it.
Who think it causes autism.
Because, yeah, because of that article in the 2000s and that guy was like revoked of his practice and stuff like that.
It's a crazy world.
You know what? Maybe they're right. And maybe global warming is a hoax created by the Chinese.
Just maybe.
Great.
I don't think global warming is responsible for Harvey and Irma though. I read a headline.
I saw someone on Twitter
briefly.
Say that
I think Harvey happened because they had a lesbian mayor. I think that's right.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
That's more
read,
credible. It's more
I
credible.
On, excuse me.
No, that we're joking. That's a joke.
I read on Twitter that someone thought Trump was sending the hurricanes towards Mexico and Florida because of all the immigrants. Obviously,
that's,
the immigrants in Florida, not the
oh, my God. I never even
but
thought about
like,
that.
Oh someone's like, Trump wants to get rid of the Mexican people and created the hurricanes to hit Mexico. And then there's a strong Latino population in Florida, so he created another one. And I'm just like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever read in
that's
my life.
That's the equivalent.
Did you see that on InfoWars?
No, it was on,
with
it was
Alex
on
Jones?
Twitter. Like, it was a screenshot
Alex
Twitter.
Jones. That's the equivalent to that tweet where that girl's like, what's the boat called in the movie Titanic?
Ah.
That's
cells,
I
want
to stab myself with a fork.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Speaking of stabbing ourselves with a fork, what's the next topic?
I feel like that would have been a good transition in anti-vaccine people, but
yeah, stabbing, yeah. You know what? Instead of stabbing your kids with forks, stab them with a needle full of medicine.
Yeah, that'll save them.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
Don't go to a doctor; just do it yourself.
Just order it off the deep web.
Yeah,
just get the vaccine.
Get on Silk Road.
A syringe is probably like $10.
Your local homeless man will give you needles for just dollars.
Are they clean? Maybe not, but you know what? You'll get it cheap
if you're willing to risk it. I like to play a game of Risk.
I love Risk. Great game.
Or just do heroin.
Black tar heroin.
Not black tar. You don't want to die too early. You want to have a little fun while you do.
I don't really
you're
know.
You're for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah.
I'm not a heroin aficionado. So.
I'm not either.
I do heroin and just love being around it.
What's
speaking of heroin.
Really helps my headaches.
What?
Really helps my headaches, that heroin.
Heroin, yeah.
Pick it up at your local CVS. I'm just kidding. Let's go. Let's talk about the next thing.
Girlfriend's
yeah.
giving stupid ideas.
I'm going to sit out this one.
Oh, yeah, because that's right. You never had a girlfriend.
Nick.
So I guess this has turned into the Sam and Jonah podcast.
Yeah.
Well.
But I think Nick can.
Are you?
All right.
Miller
has
left. Miller's
left,
maybe temporarily, maybe not.
I don't
or
know.
I
just waved goodbye, so I don't know.
I think it's permanent. Well, see ya. Thanks a lot.
So much for a goodbye.
I mean, I don't think my girlfriend definitely doesn't give me stupid advice. She just gives me advice that I don't take sometimes. I think I should take it. I am really stupid. Like without my girlfriend, I'm just like, duh, like, I'm so dumb. But she helps me, like, figure stuff out. That
yeah,
is
I got you. I
total
understand.
Total
I know
common
what you
sense.
Mean. I understand.
It's like, when I'm single, it's, I'm okay. But then, like, I just become so dependent on, like, my, like, having somebody else's brain work for me. That
I
just
have to think less.
People can just push me around and like whatever, and I just won't. Everything just flies over my head, pretty much. So
I like being in a relationship because I'm not alone and I get to talk to someone. That's what I like about it. I'm not sad. That's why I like being in it.
All right. Well, I think that's a good segue to bring Nick back into the
Nick Hedrick, the saddest kid you know. What's up, fella?
Yes.
So since we're on the topic of girlfriends, how many times have you been friend zoned in the last couple of years?
Years,
yeah.
We're gonna go three.
Three?
Three.
All right, give me a rundown of the three. What were they like? Like, what were the girls like?
Only three?
Only three.
Only three.
I've been friend zoned like a lot though.
Yeah.
But, I've gotten that, yeah.
But I think I wait till I know. Like I really like this person and I wanna, you know, give the effort.
I got
and
you.
Then
you
it's just like
it just blows
and
up.
And then
in your
she's
face.
Like, "You're yeah. an ugly ginger. I don't care how nice you are. I'm not gonna date you." And then you just keep trying, and they don't care.
Oh man, that's horrible.
Like my nine, wish nine I could and a half find personality like isn't good enough to bump up my five. And
I
a half
wish
to
I could find
looks.
Someone like you. Oh my god.
Yeah, I've been hit with that. I wish I could I'm find so someone. Like, when you get hit with that, you just go home and you put on like John Mayer.
Okay, I'll tell you a story. It was homecoming, and I got screwed over by this girl. She asked me to homecoming, and she was, like, with another guy, and I thought we were going to, like, start, you know, like, maybe dating or, like, at least prolonging to a relationship mm-hmm. or something like that. And we go back to her house, and it's her and her friend, and she just starts talking about how she wished she would have been with the other guy and not, like, me, like, right in front of me. And talking about that.
I love when they do that.
Dude, that was, oh my God, that was horrible.
She sounds like a great person.
No, she's not. Not at all. I hate her still a lot.
That's nice.
And then I went home. And then the next day, I was supposed to be a cheerleader for the Powder Puff football game.
Mm-hmm. That's something.
And instead, I looked out a window. Out a window and listened to Avril Lavigne.
I've done a lot of window looking, listening to sad songs. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
I got a little misty-eyed.
My go-to breakup song is Honeybee by Steam Powered Giraffe. No one has heard of that song. My friend introduced it to me. He said he was like, yo, I was watching this like show. It had a bunch of really like very little known bands on it. That doesn't make sense, but
this show just had bands no one heard of before.
Yeah, pretty much. And he was like, and this song was really good. And he showed it to me. And it was a good song. And it was really depressing. The thing is, the band, they all dress like steampunk robots. This song is like fantastic. Like it's but the band Steam Powered Giraffe. they're interesting. They're interesting folks.
I feel like, did you listen to My Happy Ending by Avril Lavigne?
No,
was
I
that
think
the song?
I think I listened to. I think I remembered it was Nobody's Home when you cry your eyes. I think it was that one.
Not sure what that one is.
I think it's called Nobody's Home.
What's next?
I don't think there is a next. We planned on this taking a while because I think you want me to talk more about my failed relationship.
That's right.
I can go into more detail.
Yeah,
But for the purpose,
we've all been there. In all honesty.
Yeah, it was only three. Same girl twice. Three?
I think I've had about
two of the three were the same girl.
I think I've had about like five.
I think that they hurt the worst for me in middle school.
Middle school?
Yeah. I think the middle school friend zones were the worst because, I don't know. I don't know why. But, like, in middle school, everybody hates themselves. So, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
You know, like,
I don't think that was my middle school experience.
No, like you know, you're going through your awkward phase and, like,
my hair was turning from bright orange to kind of dark orange. It was really confusing.
Yeah, and like, I mean, everybody's just like really awkward. And if somebody offends another person, it's like, oh man, it's a sinker. It sucks. Like when you get friend zoned in middle school, you are heartbroken.
Yeah.
Like it sucks. Yeah. It's so bad. But whatever. Nothing matters. Middle school is
nothing
such a waste
anymore.
Of time.
None of that stuff matters.
Oh, yeah.
Middle
not
school
even,
is practice
not
for
not
high
even
school.
High school.
Middle really? School is practice for high school, and high school is the worst thing in the world.
High school's not the worst. You can't
okay,
say
yeah,
it's
no,
not
it's
the
not.
Worst. It's not that bad. There's good parts and bad parts.
It's not. At least I didn't go to an all-guys high school.
Oh, Nick. Like my main Nick man did. Nick over here.
You know, it is what it is,
that's
man.
Where he got friend-zoned at.
I don't think that's correct. That is not even close to being correct.
Oh, well.
Did you ever think, like, ah, man, these women don't work out. Maybe I'll try some guys in my
school. No, that thought never really crossed my mind. Surprisingly.
Didn't you say you had, like, hot teachers in your old guy's school?
Not really. I think
got it bad, I've got it bad, I've got it bad.
Hot teacher.
That's a classic one.
That is.
Brings me back to my Guitar Hero days.
Guitar Hero is a great game.
It is.
We should talk about all of them next episode.
No, I don't care.
That was a joke. Thank you.
I know.
We're running out of that many ideas that we just talk about all the Guitar Heroes.
Let's talk about Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero, the Beatles.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that one. No, wait, that was Rock Band.
Rock Band.
That was Rock Band. Beatles. Yeah.
Rock Band Beatles.
Whatever.
Wasn't there a Guitar Hero like Aerosmith? I think it was Aerosmith, wasn't it?
There was like a Metallica Rock Band,
one?
A Green Day.
There was
Day
a Metallica one?
Yeah.
That would have been cool.
I would play
There's
that.
A
there
video
was a Green
you can
Bay,
find on
Green
YouTube
Day
of Lars Ulrich trying to play this stuff. Like, they explain how the drums work, and then he keeps trying to play it on the drums, and he, like, keeps screwing up. It's really funny.
Guitar Hero drums, like Band Hero and stuff, is the hard. I thought it was so hard.
My friend plays drums. He played on Expert. It was, like, the craziest thing I've seen in my life.
Because, like...
Yeah, I play guitar. I'm not good at Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero, like, my eyes mess with me. When you're trying to look at the colors and, like... You know, it just
my eyes start to hurt. When I play video games for too much, my eyes start to burn.
Like, could I play?
I don't think that's a good thing.
Could I play Guitar Hero on hard? Probably, but I play on medium only because, like, my eyes start to screw with me when
I can't.
It starts moving fast.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm good at an actual instrument instead of a video game.
Is that a shot?
Yes.
I can play the real guitar.
Oh, I know, and I've taught you a song.
Decently, if that's what you want to call it.
Decently. I'd give you, like, a between... A Kurt Cobain and, like, Tom DeLonge.
All right, that's all the time we have for today.
All right, I guess we're going to leave.
Okay, yeah.
I guess we're going to leave.
Sorry, everyone. Just sorry. I don't know.
I think
we've said a lot of things here that might offend you.
It was entertaining.
Me personally.
But that is kind of the point.
Wait, because it's called No Boundaries.
Yeah, okay. All right.
All right, we're signing off.
Let's get out of here.
We're going to sign off.
Yeah. All right. So
Nick, do you want to sign off?
For real?
No.
No, oh. Shut up. Shut the hell up.
Okay.
He'll never sign off.
Maybe one day. No, just kidding.
Nah,
let's go.
Okay.
Let's get out of here.
Okay, we're done. Bye.